It's been great here in Minnesota over the past few days. On a lovely Sunday night in suburban Minneapolis at a high school in the town of Elk River, a Mother's Day choir concert. I was there. Men and boys on risers in the high school auditorium giving goosebumps to all the moms in the audience. In a community where membership in a choir is often just as important as a golf membership, Sunday night is for the Land of Lakes choir boys. But Monday night is for the bands Oscillator Bug, Hood Internet, and the headliner Black Moth Super Rainbow. Three acts, one was more of a DJ, playing at the Fine Line Club on First Avenue in Minneapolis. Here on a Monday night, the place is packed, and there are more neck piercings and tattoos than there are goosebumps. But the musicians are just as good, and the audiences sing on key in a town where live music is a big part of the culture. First Avenue is home to a lot of live music clubs. There's 7th Street Entry, and the granddaddy of them all, it goes by the name First Avenue, where Prince, sitting on, when a rocket ship explodes, the band Husker Du, the Replacements, all got their start right here at First Avenue. Minneapolis is still one of the best live music scenes in the country. From Dylan to electro thrash, so much history and innovation here in Minnesota. From the crossover pop sounds of the Jayhawks,
where have all my friends gone? They've all disappeared.
To the avant-garde earnestness of Jeremy Messersmith.
I just found it to be an incredibly welcoming place where people were excited to go see bar bands, and it seemed like everybody was in a band or everybody had a garage band or something. So it was just kind of being thrust into this very kind of vibrant, living, everybody's in a band, do you want to start a band? Let's go down and play at the Nomad, you know?
We caught up with Jeremy Messersmith on tour. He's a local talent. He's opened for President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. Last year, he embarked on his hugely popular Supper Club tour, which combined potluck dinners with living room shows. So Minnesota. Messersmith says that the Twin City legends like Prince tread lightly in a place where local is king.
Well, it seems like the golden age is, you know, always about, you know, 10 or 15 years back, no matter who it is. But they're definitely part of the fabric. I mean, Dylan before Prince, you know. And one of my favorite venues in town is the legendary First Avenue. And to me, the really interesting thing about it is that there are stars all over the side of the building. And there are all sorts of, you know, national acts, international superstars that have played at First Avenue. But you'll also see, you know, any number of local bands right up there with, you know, these big national acts. And to me, it just kind of speaks about how people in Minnesota and how they absolutely love their local artists.
Lucy takes the long way home.
He says he's huge in a two-block radius of Minneapolis, which has helped to grow his following around the nation.
Meets me in a field of stone.
Working musician Jeremy Messersmith from Minneapolis, walking the path of the Replacements, Bob Dylan, and Prince, all products of one of the livest live music scenes anywhere. This is The Takeaway.